And it's a very friendly, soft atmosphere to learn. Learning in industry is a lot different. If you make a mistake at work, you're going to get, not negative, but a fairly sort of a strong message fairly quickly. You're not hanging around with niceties. And most people adapt to that. And sometimes it gets overdone, which isn't a good thing. But with Toastmasters, it's an easy place to learn. It's an easy place to make the mistakes, and you're going to get corrected fairly quickly with the evaluations and feedback.
I didn't join Toastmasters to become a leader. I didn't aspire to leadership, but as I progressed through the program, taking on club executive roles was an important part of the learning and development. And from there, I just progressed through from club executive positions to area director, division director, and then the position I'm in now, club growth director. And it was something that is a huge challenge to me, but a huge learning curve, and something that before joining Toastmasters, I would never have believed that I would have the courage or experience or ability to take on this role. But it's Toastmasters that's helped me get where I am today.
And that's why I still stay in now, because I'm benefiting as well. It keeps my mind active. But I just love the way that I see people join, I see them gain confidence, and I see them going for promotions at work and just becoming better people. And that's probably the one thing that really came to me when I was an inspector of police, was that all we wanted to do was make a better world. And the funny thing is, Toastmasters reflects that. So that's why I stay in Toastmasters.
I encourage everyone to, everyone's invited to come as a guest as well. You don't have to sign up straight away. There's a bit of a try before you buy sort of phase where you can come in as a guest, which is completely fine, and observe one of the meetings, see how they run. Hear the evaluations, hear some of the speeches that they have and stuff. And I think through that opportunity, you can walk away with some learning and definitely just give yourself that opportunity to learn first off what Toastmasters are about by coming to some of our meetings. And then from there, really, it's really up to you what you want to do. The learning support and opportunities that Toastmasters have on offer, no real cookie cutter approach. You get linked in with a mentor or a team member that can work out what your goals are.
For me, it's been self-paced. I like that. I've been able to fit my family, my work and my lifestyle into Toastmasters. It's been affordable. So I think being cost-effective education has been one of the most valued points that I've taken away. And I would tell the next person, if you're thinking of coming to Toastmasters, it is affordable.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. An Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
This is your host, Anne Nelson, and today's show is different. Today, I will be highlighting the benefits of Toastmasters International Organization. I'm a member. I will be interviewing five guests, hearing their Toastmasters journey, why they became involved, how it has helped them, and why they're still involved. It's an organisation for all ages. So if you're from 18 years old right up to quite senior members, retirees, there's something to be gained out of being able to speak up with confidence. It's been a pleasure to record this episode, and I encourage you all that you will get something out of it, whether you're wanting to fill in some time in retirement, or if you're still working and you need to look to your future to get those promotions, being able to speak, and having the confidence to get up and volunteer to speak will make a difference to your future. There's a warning, but Toastmasters can be addictive. We do have fun. Yes, we can have fun, a whole bunch of people sitting around listening to each other talk. And if you're after some leadership skills, it's an affordable way to get training that you may not be able to come by in your normal lives. So sit back and enjoy this special edition highlighting Toastmasters International. On the line now we have Dennis Murphy, and Dennis is a fellow member of Townsville Toastmasters Club, and it's a club that we enjoy sharing with a wide variety of ages. Dennis is one of our mature age Toastmasters, and it just goes to show we have people as young as university students right up to people that are retired, and we all get something out of Toastmasters. So Dennis, welcome, and would you like to share your Toastmasters journey and what you have gotten out of Toastmasters?
Thank you, Anne, and hello to whoever we're speaking to. And I'm really pleased to have been invited to join your show. Mature age, yes, certainly. I've stopped doing paid work about 4 years ago, and I was at a bit of a loose end trying to decide what I needed to do. Over my years of working, I've attained an awful lot of knowledge and experience and expertise in a whole range of things. And I thought to myself, here I am, a retired person, finished my working life, and there are younger people coming out of universities, particularly the engineering side, who are very inexperienced in the ways of the world and the ways of the world of the workplace, for example. And I thought it might be useful if I was able to interact with some university people or whatever to see if there was some way that I could share that experience and knowledge, not necessarily for gain, but for some self-satisfaction out of it. And I asked around a few places and a few people, and eventually I stumbled across Toastmasters. Now, I had heard of Toastmasters many years ago and considered joining it, but I, for whatever reason, I didn't. And when the opportunity came up, I'll go in and see how I go. And after a few starts of going to different clubs, I ended up at Townsville Toastmasters. And I liked what I saw, and I became a member, and I've been a member now for almost 3 years.
You've packed a lot into those 3 years, haven't you, Dennis?
I have. I don't believe in joining something just to sit around and listen to other people doing things. I like to get involved. I like to become a part of it. I work with a large chemical company in Sydney for 33 years. And I started there as a shop floor person, and I ended there as a fairly senior manager in the organization. When I left, I took a retirement package when I was 55. Myself and my wife, we set up our own small consultancy. And initially, it was going to be training, and we did a fair bit of training in emergency management systems and emergency management, actual hands-on fire training, and training for responding to emergencies in offices or in workplaces, when the bells start ringing, what people should be doing and how they should stay calm. Training was aimed at the sort of hands-on end of it to start with. And then I was talking to some people one day at a conference I attended, and they suggested that I would be much more effective if I went into consultancy and started consulting with management about the systems relating to not just health and safety, but the whole gamut of emergency management and emergency management systems. So we set up our consultancy to that aim, and it was hugely successful. We worked all around the world in many different countries doing the work, and had very little advertising. Most of it was word of mouth, and it was quite a successful business. Probably would still be working. My health started to fail 6 years ago, so all up we decided it probably wasn't worthwhile continuing doing fairly high-level work, particularly travelling overseas work, about 4 years ago. So we wound up the company completely.
Dennis, it sounds like you've had a very interesting and varied life, originally coming from England and settling in Australia and then ending up working all around the world. Can we get back to Toastmasters now? Because it looks like it's given you an avenue to connect with people. Now you're going around to various clubs, not just staying in your home club, and being of assistance throughout the community with the other clubs?
Yes. Well, the main thing I found with Toastmasters when I started getting into doing some of the projects and the speeches in the old system, doing the CC and the CL manuals, and I think I was probably about halfway into the CC manual, and I suddenly started to realise that, I'll just go back for a moment, when I started our business and started going out talking to people and training, and doing training presentations, I had to learn as I went about doing presentations. The first time I stood up in front of a room full of people, I was just a bucket of nerves. I was shaking, and it wasn't a very good performance. And I sort of felt embarrassed about having to be paid for that performance. But I learned quickly, and I made the improvements myself, and I learned as I went along. I realized that had I been at Toastmasters before I set my business up, I would have been much more effective right from the start, because all the things that I was learning were things that I'd learned, but not as good as had I learned it through Toastmasters, if you know what I'm saying. I was able to improvise a lot of those things that I did, but not as good as Toastmasters do it. Toastmasters 20 years earlier, I would have been a lot more effective than I was. And I have a really nice analogy about that as well. Many years ago, I decided I would take up golf, myself and two or three of my friends. And we used to go to golf on Saturday mornings. We never ever bothered about getting lessons. We learned as we went along. I ended up being a poor average golfer. And then one day, I can't remember when it was, my wife bought me some golf lessons. And when I went and got when I had the golf lessons, the instructor there, well, he didn't exactly sit down and cry when he saw me swing the club for the first time. But it's the same sort of thing. I'd learned to correct my mistakes to suit me as I went along. But it was a long way from the right way of doing it.
As the mother of two golfers, I can appreciate what you're saying. That's what we did. We found them coaches and Okay. They learnt from coaches. So they learnt from a young age how to play golf. They progressed from there and they practiced what they learnt. What would you say? What would your takeaway line be for anyone that wants to get up there and be able to speak? What would you say the benefits of joining Toastmasters?
Well, the benefits of joining Toastmasters is that it's the easiest place in the world to make mistakes. If you're doing something that you might feel is wrong, your colleagues are saying that, all right, so we can see some of the things that you didn't do quite as well as you should, but here's how you improve it. And it's a very friendly, soft atmosphere to learn. Learning in industry is a lot different. If you make a mistake at work, you're going to get, not negative, but a fairly sort of a strong message fairly quickly. You're not hanging around with niceties. And most people adapt to that. And sometimes it gets overdone, which isn't a good thing. But with Toastmasters, it's an easy place to learn. It's an easy place to make the mistakes, and you're going to get corrected fairly quickly with the evaluations and feedback. Particularly if the evaluation and feedback is effective. The quickest thing to say for somebody thinking of joining Toastmasters, just do it. This is the best investment you're ever going to make. But the best investment for a student to make in their own career, it's pretty cheap for what we get, is to do it and get involved. Don't be there for 3 or 4 months and not have done speeches. Get in and push to get your speeches happening.
Thanks very much. It's good advice, but Toastmasters International is a club for any age, and if you are thinking of improving yourself or being able to speak on behalf of your work or even your organisation, it sounds as though Toastmasters is the place to go to get that confidence to stand up.
I would agree wholeheartedly. That's certainly the best place to go. The doing of something is the learning. If you don't change something as a result of doing it, then the learning hasn't taken place. The benefits of the positive feedback, the positive evaluation coming in, is that you're a lot more inclined to take it on board what the person is saying if it's in a positive and sometimes quite fun environment. And that's where people learn the best.
Very wise advice. Well, thanks very much for joining me today. We've been listening to Dennis Murphy. He is a member of the Townsville Toastmasters Club and he's currently the Area 2 Director. Thank you very much, Dennis.
Thank you, Anne. My pleasure.
Welcome back. And our next guest, talking about Toastmasters and their Toastmasters journey, is Barbara Nielsen. Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks, Anne. I'm in the position of the District Club Growth Director at the moment. I've been in that position since the 1st of July last year.
When you first joined Toastmasters, what was your expectations out of joining the club?
Well, I really joined Toastmasters because I wanted to get out of the house and have a social life and to meet people. I didn't really want to go to pubs and clubs to do that. Toastmasters was something that appealed to me, so I joined Toastmasters.
You've been on a journey ever since then. So how long have you been with Toastmasters and what have you gained out of it?
I had my 9th anniversary in October last year, so just over 9 years. When I joined and then I became involved in the educational program, it opened my eyes to the scope of what was possible. I actually joined a second club then because the first club I joined was only once a month and I wanted to progress through the educational program a lot faster than once a month would allow. So I joined a second club and I enjoy both clubs. They both have a different personality, but that allowed me more opportunities to give speeches and to fulfill meeting roles and to progress through the education program. And it took me 9 years, but I eventually became a distinguished Toastmaster by completing the full education program. I didn't join Toastmasters to become a leader. I didn't aspire to leadership, but as I progressed through the program, taking on club executive roles was an important part of the learning and development. And from there, I just progressed through from club executive positions to area director, division director, and then the position I'm in now, club growth director. And it was something that is a huge challenge to me, but a huge learning curve, and something that before joining Toastmasters, I would never have believed that I would have the courage or experience or ability to take on this role. But it's Toastmasters that's helped me get where I am today.
We're talking about District 69 here in the Toastmasters International World Community, and you've done very well and you've set yourself personal bests, it looks like, nearly every year you've been in Toastmasters. So has this helped you socially or has it helped you with your work?
Well, most certainly socially. I look forward to my meetings, and Toastmasters takes up a lot of my time at the moment. That's partly because of the position I'm in. But it's also given me the opportunity whenever I go away, and including overseas, I look for Toastmasters clubs to visit. You know, I've attended meetings in Washington, Toronto, Vancouver, Kuala Lumpur, everywhere I go, and within Australia too, I'll go find a Toastmasters club to visit. And when you walk in the room, it's like being part of a family. Even though you don't know anyone there, they all welcome you as part of this wonderful organisation. It's opened up opportunities for me to meet people not only in my hometown but around the world. And that was something that I couldn't have achieved any other way.
Have you got any takeaways for people listening to this that may be wondering if they should join this organisation?
I think Toastmasters is a self-paced, self-help program. There's no pressure. We do have an educational program that you work through, but you work through it at your own pace. You choose the tasks that you want to do. Great opportunity for self-development at your own pace, as little or as much as you want. You get out of it what you put into it. And I might add too that I've been to 5 international conventions, and that in itself is an amazing opportunity to meet Toastmasters from all around the world. The message that I try to deliver people when you have joined Toastmasters is to step outside your club and visit other clubs as well, because then you get a better understanding of the big picture of what Toastmasters can do for you. You know, you can have your regularly, weekly or fortnightly meetings, but by moving outside and visiting other clubs, networking with other Toastmasters, you get so much more out of the program.
And you've just come back from Alice Springs. How was that experience?
Oh, that was wonderful. I lived out in the outback for a long time, not that far outback. And there's something really special about Alice Springs. There is a very strong Toastmasters club there. They've got 1,500 kilometres at minimum in every direction before you find another club. And yet they're a strong, vibrant club. They put a lot of work into organising a wonderful conference. The numbers weren't as many as we would get at a conference on the coast, partly because of the cost of travel. But nevertheless, it was a wonderful conference, wonderful networking opportunity. We saw a great standard of speakers in the contests and, yeah, thoroughly enjoyable experience.
Well, that's good to know. Just for those who don't know, that the Northern Division Conference for Toastmasters in District 69 was just recently held in Alice Springs, which is in the dead centre of Australia. So thanks very much for sharing your Toastmasters journey with me today. I wish you all the best with your upcoming higher duties.
Thank you, Anne.
My next guest on this special Toastmaster edition is Claire Murphy. Claire is a distinguished Toastmaster and past international director. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
I'm terrific, thank you. And in this series I'm doing about Toastmasters, I'm finding out what motivated everyone to join Toastmasters and a bit about their story and how it's helped them and what's keeping them in Toastmasters. Where would you like to start?
Funnily enough, like I've been in for about 39 years now. I'm surprised that I'm still in it. I firstly joined because I was a detective senior constable and I was already going out and speaking to people about policing and so forth. My uncle was very involved in Toastmasters and he said, you need Toastmasters, come along and see what we do. And when I came along to the meeting, I found that I liked the social aspect of it more than anything. The people were friendly, they were positive, they were all there for their own benefit. And no one was throwing any garbage at me. And I felt safe in that environment. And then I found that I was improving my communication skills. It was teaching me how to structure my speeches and present better and make my speeches more interesting. And then I found that taking on leadership roles, and I was really enjoying those, like being the club president and being area director and then division director. Eventually I worked my way up the chain or down the chain, whichever way you look at it. Until I eventually became an international director of Toastmasters. At the time that I was on the board, and it was many years ago in 1988-90, I was the only person on the board of Toastmasters from outside the US and Canada. After that, I just kept being involved in the organisation. I found that it helped me with my career. It had given me the skills that I needed to get promotions in my career. When people spoke about planning, when they spoke about staff management and all of that sort of thing, I was able to take examples from Toastmasters and use those to sell my skills. The reason I stay in it now, because I'm retired, is that I decided when I retired I wasn't going to be involved anymore. And that was a big joke. All my friends laughed. But I find now that I enjoy helping other people to go and do things that they normally wouldn't try. So I've been encouraging people to take on area and division director and helping people take on greater roles in the district. I enjoy doing that. And I just see my little chickens sort of succeeding and think, oh, this is wonderful. That's why I stay in it. But also recently, what has kept me in it and really got me more involved in my club again is the new pathways that we have. Now, we've always had communication and leadership skill projects to do, things that would teach us better communication skills. But now we've got these pathways that we can take on, which really do help us to understand what communication is all about and what leadership is all about. I sort of look at projects now and go, oh my goodness, I can do that. I've been doing it for years, except that I never understood that it was called this, or I was never able to put it in such an easy box. And that's why I still stay in now, because I'm benefiting as well. It keeps my mind active. But I just love the way that I see people join, I see them gain confidence, and I see them going for promotions at work and just becoming better people. You know, and that's probably the one thing that really came to me when I was an inspector of police, was that all we wanted to do was make a better world. And the funny thing is, Toastmasters reflects that. So that's why I stay in Toastmasters.
You're so passionate and so enthusiastic.
Oh, I think I've always been passionate, and I think I've always been prepared to express myself. But I think what Toastmasters has taught me is to be a little more subtle. I'm one of these people, when I was a police officer, I was used to telling people how to sit, stand, heel, stay, you know, do this, do that. And in Toastmasters, you were dealing with volunteers. And so you need to really explain to people what the benefit was for them to do a particular thing instead of ordering them about. And even now, one of the skills that I know I have to continue looking at is damping down my enthusiasm. I've always been a real eager beaver. And even now, when I'm doing my new pathway speeches, I'm being told, Claire, you can't be always enthusiastic. You need to calm down sometimes. And do that. And that's another important thing about Toastmasters, Anne, is the evaluation system in Toastmasters. Everything we do is evaluated, and it means not just critiqued, but we're told what is good and why it's good. And we're told what needs improving, why it needs improving, and then given the how to. And that's what I really like about the whole thing, is that the evaluation we do is the cornerstone of Toastmasters. And it's funny, because when I was an inspector of police and I suddenly had to do personal performance appraisals for people, I thought, how the dickens do I do these? Because it was relatively new at that time to the service. And I decided I'd attack it as though I was doing evaluations. And my senior sergeants loved it. They said, gee, boss, you're giving us the best feedback we've ever got. Because I dealt with it as, you've achieved this and this is why you've achieved it, and maybe you could do this to do it better, and this is what you need to improve on. And I found that while I was shaking in my boots while I was giving these guys feedback, they were going, wow, this is good. It's amazing the simple little skills you learn that you can carry off and use in the real world.
And it's really interesting hearing you talk about that, because we do have to be mindful of other people, and we're not all the same, and some people take things differently, don't they? And Toastmasters' system of the way we give feedback is very encouraging, practical, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what I like about it. I'm one of these people that if you turn around and ask me to do something and I've never done it before and I go, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? I like just practical ideas on how to go about it. I think that that's what's good about Toastmasters, is that even when people, you say to people, maybe you could take on this role as area director. Oh, my God, I could never be an area director. Well, let's have a look at the job description and see what it says. And then you go through each of them and you say, well, you can do this, can't you? Oh, yes. And you're able to do that, aren't you? Yes. And you're already doing this. And so you're able to, I like coaching people now and saying to them, well, there are ways that you can do it. And people often very much undersell the skills that they have. They very much underestimate themselves. And I think the good thing about Toastmasters is that after a while, it helps them to understand that they can do things they never thought possible, and they can do them better than they thought.
Well, you explain it very well. And we've been talking about pathways as well. And just to explain, that is the new online education and leadership program that Pathways has adopted, and for all new members of Toastmasters International, they automatically join in the online program.
We used to have manuals, we had communication manuals where you learnt to do different aspects of communication and you improved upon that by learning how to do serious speeches, learning how to sell things, learning how to promote things, learning how to be humorous, all those sorts of things in the communications aspect. And you had the leadership aspect where you learnt to be a leader by doing different things. Now the programs that we have incorporate all of that into it. So we have things like presentation mastery, which is the one that most people will go to when they want to be a good communicator. But we also have things that are related to coaching, related to mentoring, and to just trying different aspects of leadership, so that in the end, when you put them all together, it makes one really big, great communicator and leader, but it allows you to take it all off at bite-sized chunks.
Yeah, it's definitely given me a lot of skills that I didn't have before, such as structuring a speech and being aware of time, and also just about leading a group of people as well. I found it very helpful in life and helpful with the other organisations that I belong to. In any organisation, whether it's work or charity or any volunteering organisation, they still need people to help lead them.
That's right. And, you know, like we have people who join Toastmasters who only stay for a couple of years or so. And the reason is they joined for a particular reason, whether it's that they wanted to become a better trainer because they're going to be doing it at work, or they just wanted to see what it was like, or they wanted to be a bit of a leader and try out that chairman for their local PNC. And so they join for their own reasons. Now, some people will stay longer and some people will choose after a couple of years to go and bestow the information and the talent that they've learnt on another organisation. And that's great, because that's what the founder of Toastmasters, Ralph Smedley, said, that we make better people so that we can make a better world. And that's what it's all about.
What would you like to share with anyone listening to this broadcast, Claire, about what some quick takeaways they could get out of Toastmasters? Because you could end up anywhere, couldn't you, on this journey?
Well, you could end up anywhere, and you could do that physically as well as professionally. We've got many clubs all over the world, so you can join anywhere at any time. And as I got promoted and transferred, I was able to join local clubs in different places. It's an organisation that if you went to it and said, look, I need this skill, we'd be able to show you how that you can gain it through our pathways.
It is an organisation for many people wishing to gain social skills or speaking skills or just to increase their confidence, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We've got people who are joining who are 20, and we've got others joining who are 45 and 50. And some people are late in their career, but they're suddenly understanding they really need to get particular skills, particularly when they've got staff to deal with. And others who are younger are joining, they have the study behind them, particularly those that have already done university. They've got all that knowledge behind them, but they need the people skills to deal with it. And the people skills is the really big thing about helping people to understand how doing ABC will help them to get to XYZ, but also understanding that they have their personal needs and they have their personal goals, and you need to link into those to get the best out of them.
Thanks very much for being part of this special Toastmasters show. Any last parting words, Claire?
I think Ralph Smedley said it right. He said, ours is the only organisation I know that's dedicated to the individual. Firstly, we work to get the best out of ourselves, and then we apply our skills to help others. And I think that sums up Toastmasters, and I think that sums up why I stay. Thank you very much for inviting me, Anne.
Next on the Toastmasters special edition, I have Michael Miller, and Michael is a young allied health professional, and he's here to talk about his Toastmasters journey. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks, Erin. Thanks for having me.
Glad you could make it. Would you like to share how long have you been a member and what got you started in Toastmasters?
Yes, yeah, so I've been a member of Townsville Toastmasters for 6 years now. And what really got me started, I guess, an event in life where I was working for an employer, and within a couple of months I was actually let go from that job because there was some feedback received around my overall, you know, confidence, and I guess my employer observed a number of things that didn't allow them to be confident in me to do a job. And as a result, the next morning was left without a job. I was still in the probation, so my employment was terminated on that same day. I'm leaving out details and everything, of course, because there's a few things. It wasn't terribly serious, but I guess the company themselves were very clear on what they wanted. And after that experience, being a guy that hadn't actually planned on being unemployed, it was a bit of a slap in the face, to say the least. Basically, I thought to myself, what can I do to hopefully reduce the risk of this ever happening again, or, you know, preventing it from happening again, rather than just wallow in my sorrows and stuff. I linked in with Toastmasters to look for that opportunity to grow from a potentially negative experience. And I was really just seeking that professional development to get in front of some people, receive guidance and mentorship on how to perhaps communicate better, become a better leader. That way, when I do find a job again, because when I did find a job within a month, thankfully, basically build on the momentum and make sure that the next employer I worked for, that they were convinced that I was the right guy and that I could add value to whatever company I worked for. Ultimately, as a health professional, as an occupational therapist, it's a very person-orientated job. Quite often, it's hard for me to see how I come across to people. So I was looking for an opportunity where people could, you know, come alongside me, observe how I communicate and offer feedback on potential improvements and encouragement. So that was my whole reason for coming to Toastmasters, was from a potentially negative experience for me, looking for that growth opportunity within a safe environment, really, that got me coming to Toastmasters. And honestly, I've enjoyed it ever since.
Yes, I've had the pleasure of your company at many meetings now. And I've been very impressed with your confidence and your speaking ability, and particularly your sense of humour. Did you always know you had a sense of humour? Because you certainly can express it in a speech.
Yeah, I've always been a quietly confident sort of guy. I always thought that I was funny, but it's good that, obviously, that's just my opinion. So it's good, you know, to have people like yourself, Anne, and members of Toastmasters and that, when, because I guess it's part of my journey as well. I have competed in a few humorous contests, and thankfully, I think a lot of people think that they're funny, but I think I've honestly, through my journey at Toastmasters, I've been tried and tested. I've actually tried to be funny, and people actually find me funny. So it's good to know that, yeah, I definitely can be funny with me rather than laughing at me with my jokes. So
now we'd like to move on and talk about how you think Toastmasters has helped you overall, and what you think of the different people that you've come across that have come to Toastmasters. You said that it helped you initially with your work, and is it still doing that? Have you found that you've gained more than just confidence with speaking?
Oh, definitely. I think when I first came to Toastmasters, it was very much wanting to learn more how to communicate with confidence, and I think control my body language, so that people that I was working with were confident in me, because I honestly felt that there was a lot of value that I could add. But obviously, I'd know something about my approach or whatever it was that I couldn't put my finger on it. You know, by coming to Toastmasters, you have that opportunity for someone actually, you know, work with you and offer you feedback that you can't obviously see so well from our own perspectives. How it's helped me in my career. So I guess, you know, 6 years ago, I was working as an occupational therapist, as a rehab consultant. And in the last 6 years, other roles that I've taken on have been within, you know, the corporate health sort of space as well. I've been not just assisting people back to work after an injury, but also been a part of like business meetings and stuff, and customer service meetings and that as well. So particularly the last role that I was in my last job, it was very multifaceted. There were so many roles, so many hats to put on, so many different types of communications and interactions that you'd be a part of. And I think what you learn very quickly is you may have a very simple reason for joining Toastmasters and have a very simple, I guess, perspective on how Toastmasters can help you. But it's incredible that just being part of a club, there's so many opportunities to challenge yourselves in different ways, and it teaches you to feel more comfortable when uncomfortable, if that makes quite often in life and that as well. There's a saying that I really, really like. It's quite simple, but it's pretty much the saying goes, the only constant thing in life is change. There's always going to be change, and that's the only real constant in life. I do believe by coming to Toastmasters, it's better equipped me for challenges that I hadn't even really thought that I was preparing for. I initially just wanted to improve my ability to, you know, control body language and communicate in a more confident manner. But what I found was I became more adept at really adapting to change that can often come within, you know, the last minute. You know, you rock up to a meeting and things, and all of a sudden you're filling in a position that may have become vacant and picking the ball up and running with it, which is an incredible skill, I think, that does take practice in real life. Once you start to relate that to real circumstances where, you know, a person's well-being is relying on you as well, and you've got to be flexible and adapt to certain changes. That was an incredible skill that I think, you know, later on I realised it was quite valuable to learn, especially, yeah, the last role that I was talking about in that sort of corporate health space. They were a new business here in Queensland, and so that was constantly changing. And so without even realising it, by being a part of Toastmasters and taking on different roles and just embracing those challenges and changes, it allowed me to really just feel comfortable with having to be adaptable and flexible, which has served me tremendously in life.
Yes, it is very interesting because we practice and we listen and we practice and we listen and we provide feedback every week when we turn up for our meeting, and you don't realise how much you are learning when you're sort of immersed in that environment all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Even leading, and that if you're thinking about improving communications, or have realised, was when you're up in front of a stage of people, it's a great opportunity to learn to speak in front of a crowd and that as well. But what I've had to be mindful of was when I stepped away from the stage or a stage environment, I quite often reverted to old behaviours again, where I was very reserved and just very quiet again. And so something that I'm learning now is quite often, you know, that stage for the presentation is one form of communication, but the form of communication, I think that's going to really change the world and change people's lives, are those times where you're not presenting prepared speech, you're just talking to a person as a human being. And quite often, being a part of the executive team, being a part of team meetings, you get these opportunities where, you know, you're asking tasks of other people, you're interacting with people, and you're communicating with people at a human level, and learning how to trust in others with delegation. I think for me, a big challenge was I quite often like to do things by myself. It's more of a control sort of thing, I think. Trusting others with other tasks has been a learning for me. Being able to, yeah, just to communicate to another person and stuff is all those styles of communication that you sort of learn through osmosis, and it's something that I'm appreciative more. Like I might not be in a stage or in front of a group of people, but every opportunity to do a role and interact with people is something that you get at Toastmasters, and quite often it's that type of communication that is so transferable to life. I'm learning to really appreciate that and embrace those learnings as well in these meetings. So things you can learn at Toastmasters, it's just so dynamic what you learn when you don't think you're learning at the same time too, because I guess at the end of the day, it's run by a group of volunteers. No one's getting paid or anything to do this, so it's definitely like a safe space where if you make a mistake, you know, you're surrounded by people that want to see you succeed. And in those times where you may make a mistake, there's always an opportunity the very next week to learn from it and be better for it.
That's right. And another aspect of going to meetings and being part of the Toastmasters environment is that you get a lot out of listening and the importance of being a good listener. And it's just amazing what you get out of that as well.
Yeah, the evaluations, they might be talking about other people, but my club is Townsville Toastmasters, so I understand there's many other clubs in Townsville that offer great value to the community and stuff. Throughout this talk, I guess that's the main club that I'll be talking about, and we do have a number of experienced members that learn so much and have so much knowledge to pass on. And although the evaluations are sometimes given towards another speaker, when you're sitting there, quite often I look around the room and people are taking notes anyway of things that we can do to enhance our communication, because you see a style of presentation, you see the person give presentation and hear the advice that they're getting. You know, all this sort of stuff you can just take on board. It's definitely learning that you can take away, even if you're not in front giving a presentation.
So would you like to finish up now by giving us a few takeaways? If you were talking to someone, what you would say, why you would want them to come along to Toastmasters, what they would gain?
I think they would gain this. In today's world where, you know, there's social media and all that around us, I believe that we're definitely the most connected generation around with the internet. One of the difficulties, I guess, that we're now being challenged with is we have access to so much information, but not all of it is the most educated, can I say. There are individuals out there that you can easily listen to that may have a means of communication, but their message is either misleading and things. And so at Toastmasters, what I would love to see in this day and age is those who have a message, it would be great to see equip those people who have a message that can help the world. And quite often there's so many educated individuals out in the community. There's so much information that's quite often in a person's mind. And if their ability to actually communicate that and get that message across is a barrier to potentially enhancing the world, then I do believe that Toastmasters is a tool, a resource that a lot of people can tap into to overcome that barrier. And I do believe that, you know, in today's world, and that our ability to communicate well can definitely change lives. And to all those people that may be in those sort of health roles or have access to information that people don't, and are looking for ways of, you know, getting their knowledge out to the world, you're ridden by anxiety rather than, you know, throw yourself in the deep end and stuff. And, you know, I encourage everyone's invited to come as a guest as well. You don't have to sign up straight away. There's a bit of a try before you buy sort of phase where you can come in as a guest, which is completely fine, and observe one of the meetings, see how they run, hear the evaluations, hear some of the speeches that they have and stuff. And I think through that opportunity, you can walk away with some learning, and definitely just give yourself that opportunity to learn first off what Toastmasters are about by coming to some of our meetings. And then from there, really, it's really up to you what you want to do. The learning support and opportunities that Toastmasters have on offer, no real cookie cutter approach. You get linked in with a mentor or a team member that can work out what your goals are. It's all online now, pathways. You get to choose your communication pathway, which individualized depending on the answers that you answer on a questionnaire, and it's very tailored to every individual, I do believe. And so this is a great time to join a club and really look at enhancing your ability and, yeah, allowing yourself to add value to someone's life and, you know, the world at large, depending on how far you want to take it. It's really an incredible opportunity. So I just encourage everyone to at least come to a meeting. Literally just sit down. Don't have to do anything. You can literally just sit down, observe, listen. Yeah, just take it from there.
Because it helps you both professionally and personally, doesn't it? So if you're in a community group, it will enhance your ability to help them as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There was actually a member gave an interesting testimony. A lot of people come to Toastmasters because of career-based sort of things. We do have, particularly at Townsville Toastmasters, we've got a large proportion of people that are working. We do have some retirees as well that in their own way just filling in their day. But I think people come to Toastmasters with a career in mind, some sort of job that they're trying to enhance. But there was a member who actually gave a testimony about how Toastmasters actually improved his relationship with his wife. His communication was at a level where even communicating to his partner, you know, was difficult. There were challenges there. Now getting into the challenges of marriage and things like that, you know, that communication piece is huge in relationships. And so by coming to Toastmasters, I think his original goal was to enhance his career. The offshoot to that was actually enriching his relationship with his partner, which I thought was absolutely incredible. And so it can definitely affect you professionally, but also personally as well, with people that you just interact with as friends or acquaintances that you may just meet up with in life.
Well, thanks very much. It's been interesting listening to your story. It's very encouraging that you can turn your career around and your life around through gaining the skills that you'll learn through Toastmasters.
No, it definitely is. Yeah, it's been an incredible experience. And I must say, it's been a pleasure being a part of this interview with you, Anne. I've had a great time doing it. It's my first podcast, so it's something new. I tally up with the Toastmasters experience. So it's been great fun.
Thank you, Michael.
No worries, Anne. And thanks for having me.
Thank you. We've been listening to Michael Miller, a member of Townsville Toastmasters. Now I am pleased to introduce Heather Bruce. Heather is a distinguished Toastmaster and is also our current Northern Division Director in District 69. Welcome, Heather.
Thanks, Anne. Thanks for the invite.
I've been asking in this episode why they joined Toastmasters in the first place, because we've had a variety of people and we've had a variety of answers. So what brought you to Toastmasters, Heather?
And for me, it was definitely about my career. I needed to be a much better communicator. Now, when I looked at what was my options and we discussed it at a family level, I realised, of course, I needed to continue working full time. I also needed to continue being able to afford to pay my bills. And I also needed to continue to learn. For me, when I investigated Toastmasters, and I did have a colleague that was familiar with Toastmasters and had been going a number of years beforehand. So as we met in the hallway one day, it started it all going. So for me, it was about putting something in my reserve so that when the opportunity arose and a possible new job or promotion came up, I was able to take that forward with the value of Toastmasters.
That's very interesting. Thanks for sharing. What do you believe has been the skills that you've gained out of joining Toastmasters?
I definitely believe I have scored very well with Toastmasters. It has been over a number of years, so it became very self-paced for me, which fitted into my lifestyle, my family, my work, and all those other criteria that are important to all of us as well. But for me, it also meant that I slowly developed skills in communications. My current work requires me to communicate a lot with a large group of people. I have 75 in my team, and I have to communicate every day with them. But I also felt that Toastmasters took me to a point where I was able to communicate and understand where they're coming from. So I was able to listen better, reply to their questions, and think about how they were feeling in their work as well. So when I'm training them or instructing them or simply having a conversation about their holiday, it was always a way that I could communicate that seemed to be a much more informative session for both parties. And I think the information that we were sharing at the time came from the way that I learned how to communicate from Toastmasters. There's another thing at Toastmasters with my work, I do appraisals of people's work. That really marries in really well with evaluations. And we're taught, even by Ralph Smedley, that evaluations is one of the highest values of being a Toastmaster, and what you learn out of evaluations are really critical. I think I've learned how to do those appraisals and those performance management programs that I have to do from time to time with my team really well because of Toastmasters.
And it's so important to have good relationships, isn't it? You don't know people's backgrounds and it's very easy to put people off, I suppose. I've had that experience myself, and it's all to do with not being able to communicate and be considerate of other people's circumstances.
Totally agree. Interpersonal relationships for me was one of the things that I realised that I needed to do some training in. When I had the opportunity after a few years of being in Toastmasters, there was a manual called Interpersonal Relationships, and it gave me 5 projects. And that was about conflict resolution. It was about trying to sell something to somebody. And all those 5 projects actually took me into role playing. And that's a real technique that Toastmasters has been able to put into their program, how we can role play and actually practice talking to somebody about something that's a difficult conversation, or about convincing them to take on what you really want to make them achieve, make it think that it's their idea, if you know what I'm saying. So I think it was really, it's a really good way, the interpersonal relationship manual, for me to take another step in my leadership chain.
Well, obviously, the investment you have made with Toastmasters has paid off with you, with your career. Yes,
it has paid off. And I sat now 4 years ago in an interview to go into this promotion that I've now received and been in for a number of years. But I sat there and I went a little bit mind numbed. I was asked the first question, and it was probably the simplest question possible, but I don't remember it exactly, but I couldn't speak. I did the butterflies in my tummy type thing. And the two people that were on the panel in front of me, I both knew personally, and they'd seen me work for many years. So it wasn't as if I was speaking to someone unfamiliar, but yet I still went into that nervous mode. And I was asked one question. I was asked, did I need a drink of water? And that broke the silence for me. And it was, no, I don't need a drink of water. I know exactly how to do this. Let's get this interview started. And I put a smile on my face and I enjoyed it. And I walked away from that and I thought, I don't really know whether I got that job. But what I have got is what Toastmasters made me realise, that I could answer off the cuff interview questions and certainly set myself up to feel good at the end of that interview. So I think that was another value from Toastmasters for me.
Yes, it's really interesting that the number of people that just need that bit of confidence to go forward. Not everyone wants these promotions, I suppose, but that's a way to stand out from the rest of the crowd, is to be able to speak and speak off your feet. Even it's just introducing a fellow work colleague around in the workplace, introducing someone at a family function, toasting a speech for someone. You can use those skills in many places, and you never know where that promotion may come from. But unless you put yourself up there and have the confidence to do it, you will stay where you are.
Sure. And I suppose every step that we make in our life is not about a promotion or always jumping into leadership. It is definitely about being able to have a one-on-one conversation with someone that you may not be totally familiar with, or someone that you're really personally too close to actually have that honest conversation, or delivering that difficult conversation about someone's poor work performance. But for me, it's always about being able to communicate. I know my husband has even said it to me, and he says, don't use that Toastmaster stuff on me. When we have a conversation sometimes, I use Toastmaster technique. I make sure that I'm listening to him when he's talking, and I think, hey, how simple is that? To truly make someone realise that when you're looking at them and they're talking, the TV's on the background, you might have a laptop going in the same room or other things going in the same room, but you're actually concentrating on what that person's saying. Yes, I've definitely used that technique on my husband. I think the value of communicating with anybody, whether it's because you're trying to get a promotion or just trying to make someone feel really good about themselves and listening to what they've got to say, I think it's really important. So I think if we could develop from Toastmasters the value of communication, not necessarily always wanting to be the leader, but the value of communication, because it doesn't matter whether you're a team member working, whether you're someone that's fully at home all the time and you only ever talk on a telephone, or whether you're going and you're in charge of a group of people, small or large, we all have to communicate. If we could drive that communication, what it could be to people, I think everyone would enjoy that, get something out of it.
And that goes to show, in my club, there's people of all ages. We have from university age students up to people in their late 70s. It's an organisation that can help anyone that's looking for the opportunity to gain that confidence to speak.
Certainly is. I suppose that diversity is one of the things that I've valued most, because I've met people that I would never have met if I hadn't have been in Toastmasters. I now know people across the state within Toastmasters, and they're so diverse. Age groups are so wide, And I've just simply been blessed by having that relationship building because of Toastmasters. I'm really, really impressed that my wide group of friends and my family quite often say I've got a bigger Facebook pages than most of them. So, of course, our friends, Toastmaster friends, are wide and varied right across the state. So I'm very, very blessed.
And it's not all about hard work at Toastmasters either, is it? We do have some fun.
Yep, the fun's probably the highlight, and the fun comes quite naturally because we do enjoy ourselves so much, and I think that's really, really good. But our meeting's varied, so that adds that value, that opportunity even to have a joke or have a fun topic. Oh, have you ever gone to a night where you've heard about that fabulous, humorous speech and you went, oh, wow, what a great story. It lifts you up, and I think that's one of the really good things about having fun at Toastmasters. I love sitting beside someone different. I can't go to a meeting and sit beside the same person every time. I go and I sit at another table each time. I don't want to chat to the same person. I try to say, hey, how are you today? Or what have you been doing for the week to the person that I haven't sat beside someone before? So I think that's a really good little single trait that I can do to myself to make my night fun because I'm interacting with people that are different. It's almost like, okay, well, let's all stand up and change chairs, you know, and throw people out. Another fun night. Always a fun night at Toastmasters.
The other thing I particularly enjoy is hearing the stories because we have to talk about and speak about topics, and a lot of them are the personal stories. And over time, those stories develop and you see the confidence coming through, and we are exposed to a wide range of really interesting stories about people.
Yeah, and I think that's why we get to know them a little bit. This was one of my hardest challenges when I became a Toastmaster. I had to tell somebody about myself. I found that quite a challenge, and I had to let someone into my personal life that I was not familiar with how to do. So when I started doing my icebreaker was so successful because I was talking about myself, not because it was a great speech, but because I knew what to say, which is what we all do. But when I came along and I had that icebreaker and I got some feedback from people around me and just simply a pat on the back, a respectful pat on the back, it made me realise that if I keep this going, if I open my shell, it almost can make me a better person because I'm allowing people in a little bit more. For me, allowing people to hear a little bit about me as a person or my family or have that connection of where I grew up and all those other things has been wonderful. Even last night I was at a Toastmaster meeting and, wow, Eva Earhart gave the most fabulous speech about her journey and about the three things that were important to her. But what she encouraged us all to do at the end of her speech was to go out into the community and take our Toastmaster skills with us. And I thought that was something that I can take on board and see how I can do that now, not just into my work, but into the community as a whole. So I thought that was an interesting trait.
Thank you. That was really interesting. We're getting towards the end now, and would you like to summarise your highlights and your takeaways about why someone should join Toastmasters?
To summarise, I would definitely say, have a think about what you're trying to achieve in, say, the next 5 years. What is your investment of time and what is the outcome that you want to achieve? So if it is to be a better communicator, who are you communicating with? Do you realise that every single day you communicate with somebody? When I thought about it, it was about the fact that I really did need to be a better communicator. I also needed to be a better listener. If you're thinking about that, that's what I thought about. So then I realised that I was able to look at the leadership side of Toastmasters and say, could that help me? And it was ticking my boxes. Yes, it was able to help me. I didn't know at the time that my track would be on this same line that it's been on. For me, it's been self-paced. I like that. I've been able to fit my family, my work and my lifestyle into Toastmasters. It's been affordable. So I think being cost-effective education has been one of the most valued points that I've taken away. And I would tell the next person, if you're thinking of coming to Toastmasters, it is affordable. I could definitely say that to them. But I would also let them say that they can be the individual that they want to be. They don't have to be the top person in the club. They don't have to be the president. They can be a Toastmaster member who comes along and shares their speeches with the club. They can present speeches at a pace that's suitable to them, and they can do their Toastmaster journey at the best level that they feel comfortable with. For me, a takeaway would be is if I now, as a Northern Division director, I've really enjoyed this role, but it's time to start looking a little bit more focused at my own personal skills now. I'll come back to how do I deliver speeches more and how do I get to those different skills that Toastmasters can offer. So my takeaway for me this year going forward will be what's in it for me? What do I want to achieve as an individual? And I'm going to be having a little look and reassessing my own values as a Toastmaster to say, yes, I want to come to a meeting, I want to be a part of that meeting, and then I want to go home. And I can learn from when I go home, what have I taken out of that meeting each time? Mm-hmm. So that's my takeaway, is come back to me as a Toastmaster and continue my journey with the two clubs that I'm a part of. And I think if I can do that, I'm going to take my Toastmaster skills to a next higher level.
Thank you, Heather, for sharing your story with us today on this special edition of Why Should You Join Toastmasters?
Thanks, Anne. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
I think Ralph Smedley said it right. He said, ours is the only organisation I know that's dedicated to the individual. Firstly, we work to get the best out of ourselves, and then we apply our skills to help others.
That's it for my special edition, talking with members of the Toastmasters International family. We've been hearing stories from five different special guests today about why they joined Toastmasters, what they've got out of it, and why you should look at joining Toastmasters. Special thanks go to my guests, Dennis Murphy, Barbara Nielsen, Claire Murphy, Michael Miller, and Heather Bruce. Until next time.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.